This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, imagine never being more than 15 feet from your spouse. We talk with Slate's David Plotz and Hannah Rosen about their experiment.
First, though, trying to get enough to eat. Millions of Americans have to ask the government for help. The bad economy means that in some places, applications for food stamps have doubled in the last year.
And to make matters worse, because food is more expensive these days, government help is not going as far as it used to. Chicago Public Radio's Diantha Parker reports.
Laura Diaz begins her all-day grocery marathon at about 8 a.m. when she rounds up her three daughters, aged 9, 7, and 4, to take them to school. She's unemployed right now. Diaz's husband, Jose Luis, is a machinist who works at night. Their son, who's 3, stays home with his dad during the day, along with the family's bird and 5 Chihuahua Terrier mixes.
See you later. Got everything? It's all right. Just don't mind my mess in my van.
Diaz's navy blue 1990 Dodge van is a mess. It also costs $60 to fill the tank. But she considers that a sound investment. She can drive to where she can get the most for her food stamp dollars. She's been on stamps for about 7 years.
It's embarrassing at first. You know, I'm one who does get shy at times. But you know what? Like I says, hey, I got to do something to help the husband, and that's what I did. I applied for food stamps, and I got it.
Diaz is 40-something and tall, with short black hair, powerful arms, and an easy laugh. She wants to get a job eventually. Here's the catch. She doesn't have a high school diploma, and any job she gets wouldn't pay enough to both buy food and pay for childcare. But it would pay too much for her to stay on food stamps. The bulk of her husband's paycheck goes toward a hefty mortgage. Here's how much this family of six has to eat on for all of June. $332 in food stamps. With that in mind, Diaz heads to a warehouse-sized place called Food for Less. Her list is based on what the newspaper circulars say is on sale.
Onions, I have a garlic, I have peaches, jalapenos, and broccoli, and a barbecue sauce, and the milk, and then the rest of the things I didn't put down, but they're somewhere in my head.
She knows a gallon of whole milk costs $2.48 here and gets 4 of them, hoping it's enough to last this week. We go home to drop off the milk, and then it's over to Cermak Grocery. She gets broccoli, bananas, chicken, and cilantro, but not everything she wanted.
It's not a good sale today. I don't know, but I guess I have meat in the freezer, so it's okay.
After every stop, she does the math. Back in the van, she looks at the receipt.
Okay, I spent $28.86, and my remaining balance is $247.54. So you imagine, the money goes quick.
So quick that the food stamps aren't enough to make it to the end of the month. So Diaz goes to the Casa Catalina food pantry, where she also volunteers. She spends a lot of time helping out there and gets everything from food to furniture when she needs it.
Okay, you found the place?
More like we went to the other one.
Sister Mary McIsaac says Casa Catalina serves more than 300 families a day.
And many people come in this area that don't live here. And so we have to tell them we can only give them emergency food one day, and then they have to go to a pantry in their neighborhood.
Here at Casa Catalina, David Esparza mans a cubicle for the Illinois Hunger Coalition, where Diaz gets her stamps. He says food stamp applications have doubled since January. Esparza is seeing more layoffs, especially in seasonal professions like construction. And after an unusually cold winter, many people are still paying for last season's heat.
This one woman had an overdue bill of over $1,000. I've seen $2,000. And that's like the number one thing they tell me. It's like my bills are killing me. Like, I don't know what to do. And I think that's what they're facing.
Food stamps are one of 15 government nutrition assistance programs, and the Agriculture Department says most recipients use several of them. For instance, Laura Diaz's kids get free breakfast and lunch at school. Now Esparza says a new demographic is calling the Hunger Coalition hotline, like the 50-something man collecting unemployment for the first time.
He actually had a PhD in clinical psychology, but he couldn't find any work.
More than 27 million people use food stamps right now, but the Agriculture Department estimates that in all, more than 42 million people are eligible. The government is trying to make the program more accessible in various ways, including a database of low-cost recipes and guidelines for stretching a budget while eating healthfully. For NPR News, I'm Diantha Parker in Chicago.